You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
I'm Heidi Cartwright, Financial Advisor and RICP.
I'm Deanne Jennings, and I'm here to share data and dive into the world of finance with you.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome aboard. It's New Retirement Radio on WTCM with Prout Financial Design in Traverse City, starring Mr. Dennis Prout, who once again is without tie today. Sans
crazy
tie.
Crazy stuff. Crazy
kinda
stuff.
Get wild here,
what
folks.
What are we going to do? I know. It's living on the edge. It's the same thing that's happening with the weather these days, you know, high 60s,
yeah.
Low 70s.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little edgy.
Ooh, edgy.
So careful, careful. Well, it's great to be here. Thank you. On Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. If you are listening today, you're welcome to listen on Saturday as well, and or call in, and or write via text if you have a question of a financial nature specifically related to Medicare. Medicare Advantage plans, and all the issues and things related to this, whether it's for you, your parents, or your grandparents. It's kind of wild. Now, we have a full scheduled today. And joining us, as mentioned in the intro, is Heidi Cartwright. Good morning, Heidi, over there.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Heidi's in the back row today.
I am, and it's very comfortable.
Comfortable back seats,
here.
Yeah.
I sort of
really?
Like it.
So
oh,
it's
yeah.
really not bad.
It's very nice, actually.
Hey,
cool.
Yes. This is the cool people row.
Yeah. Because cool Deanne's sitting next to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason.
So obviously, Deanne Jennings, our Director of Operations, is with us as well. Good morning, Deanne.
Happy Thursday. Good morning.
Now, also joining us, our guest, Dawn McConnell.
Good
with
morning.
Ford Agency, Ford Insurance Agency. Good morning,
morning,
Dawn. Pleasure to have you. You are the benefits account manager, is that right?
That is right. Yep, working
excellent.
With Medicare and under 65 health insurance.
Okay, very good. And then also, Laverna Whitcup, who's been on with us many different times. Thank you, Laverna, for joining us today, also with Ford Insurance Agency.
Thank
here
you for inviting
in Traverse
me.
City. Well, it's a pleasure having you both here. We were talking actively this morning about Medicare in our pre-show preparation, if you will. So last week we talked to Bob Simpson of Social Security. Today we're talking about Medicare Parts A and B and Medicare Advantage plans. Now, the open enrollment is a key date area for people to change their plans, and that is occurring right now. It happens this year to be between October 15th and December 7th, December 7th. Open enrollment. So it is a big deal every year for people to review their coverages?
Yes. Technically, yeah. It's called the annual election period. This is where people can change up their Medicare Advantage plans. They can disenroll from their Medigap plans, go into the Advantage plans, or change up their prescription drug program. So this is the dates between October 15th and December 7th every year, and it's always the same dates. So
it is always the same dates.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good to know. So why would someone want to take a look at their options? What can happen with this on a yearly basis where they'd actually want to contact someone like yourselves?
Well, we are consultants in this area. I'm licensed as a consultant. What we can do is we can show them what they're doing with their current plans. A lot of people are asking questions about, should I stay in my Medigap plan, my Medicare supplement? Those are the same thing. Should I look at doing a Medicare Advantage plan? We can go through numbers with them, show them their costs. We can do advising with them in terms of what we think is going to be best for them. And it's just a great checkup time for everyone like that.
Well, so there's not an extra charge for doing this. So you are compensated, as are all agents licensed within the state of Michigan, indirectly through these Medicare Advantage plans or Medicare itself. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Okay, so they don't have to worry about paying an extra fee. And the key is, as Heidi mentioned, and I thought this was important, a critical importance, when there's an issue, you have someone to call.
Yes.
And every once in a while, you're going to have an issue. Well, is this covered? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's invaluable, because my mom had an incident, a health incident, and she was down in Florida, far from here, and she went into the hospital, and they're like, oh, you're not covered. Well, you know, that shoots your anxiety up to 100 in like 2 seconds.
Sure.
And I was like, we're going to call Laverna, and Laverna will let us know if we're okay. And I think either Dawn or Laverna helped and talked us through, and we found out we were covered, no worries, and everything really turned out well. But to have a person you can call to help you with that complex myriad of things in health insurance was very helpful.
It was interesting, too. You were talking about you get truly a soup-to-nuts combination of clients who come in. Some people who are extremely organized and knowledgeable about what the different plans are, and some who are not, as we see everywhere in life. But you also said, as a part of that, that sometimes those who are the most knowledgeable, will wind up changing their minds once they hear from someone more on a communication basis, if you will, in hearing the technical differences between the plans and or what they might take advantage of, given that they have access.
Well, and I heard you say that you had Bob Simpson here last week. I love that man, by the way.
Yeah, isn't he great? Mm-hmm.
He's great. So, Bob, I hope you're listening. But anyway, the long, not only are I feel like we are well-versed on what happens on the Medicare end of things in terms of how do I sign up for Medicare, how do I do all these things, where do I go with that kind of thing, and also as understanding the ins and outs of what really is Medicare. But then, of course, what we're responsible for is how do I supplement that Medicare? Do I do a Medicare Advantage plan? How do I get my prescription drug program? How do I avoid penalties? When is the right time to do my Medicare? So those are the kinds of things that, as a consultant in this area, that I start out with where you're at with the Medicare itself, and then we go and we figure out what the next step is. And yes, many times they will come with one notion, and they'll walk out with another.
And I'll piggyback on that if I can, Dennis.
Yeah, go ahead.
To kind of back up a little bit into this annual election period, another very important part of it is every year there's new plans that are brought out onto the table. Mm-hmm. And so for us as agents to be able to sit down and explain those new plans that are out there, maybe they have better benefits than the plan they're on, that makes it a very important time to review your plan. And then to bounce off what Laverna was just saying, how we'll have people who are very well, you know, they've done all the research, they've talked to all the people.
Sure.
Well, a lot of times they'll be talking to somebody who we put on a plan 5 years ago. And so they're 5 years out of date almost as far as what they think is the best plan and what they want for their own self. So a lot of times we'll sit down with these people, we'll explain the new plans that are out there or the best plan that fits their need, and then all of a sudden we're getting their friend who told them what the best plan was. We're getting them piggybacking off of the new research that we've just shared to their friend.
Great. So what's interesting is the Medicare Advantage plans operate out there in the competitive world of health insurance.
Oh, yes.
And so because of that, they're continually thinking about and going through what's available, being competitive in what they can offer. And because of that competition between Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Priority Health, all the rest of them, the names that most people recognize, that competition fosters innovation.
That's right.
Is that accurate?
That's right.
Okay. How about Manny's Insurance Company? Have you heard of that one?
Manny's? Is Manny's? That the Italian eatery down the way?
Not a well-known one.
Yeah.
Manny's Insurance. Now, I had one quick question, simple question. Do you have to sign up for Medicare when you hit 65?
We were just talking about that. The answer is yes and no. It depends on your circumstance.
An easy answer for you, Ron.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's follow that. When would it be yes and when no?
Okay. So if you are not working actively at an employer that has more than 20 employees.
So 20 is the key 20 number.
20 is the number, okay? So if you're, whether you're working or not, yes, you have to sign up for Medicare. Okay?
Right.
So if I'm just going to use myself as an example. I get to turn 65 in December. I work for an employer that has more than 20 employees. I am opting to stay on my employer plan because I can.
Do you have to notify Medicare that you're saying no thanks?
No. No.
Okay. Key piece, right? So you,
exactly.
They don't care as long as you don't need to.
Exactly.
All right.
Yep. What I have to prove on the other end is that when I do sign up for Medicare down the road, mm-hmm. I have to prove that I had creditable coverage. So that's where I'll get my employer involved and say, hey, here, I need these forms. I got to take it over to the Social Security office or, you know, upload it in and send it to Social Security and get my Medicare applied for at that time. So I, as a result, I have people that, I mean, I'm working with people that are well into their 70s. That
I was going to say.
Yeah.
So someone could theoretically be working until they're 75, Ron.
Yes.
If they're part of a plan where there's more than 20 employees, they don't have to sign in. And the key thing is they're not going to pay a penalty when they eventually decide to retire and if they decide to sign up for Medicare.
That's right.
That is very
good. If you work for an employer with under 20 employees, then you have to sign up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Even if you have insurance coverage?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So under 20 employees, such as Prout Financial Design, anybody would want to sign up then for Medicare at age 65. Now, what does that mean? Is that 3 months before or 3 months after? What's that all about?
Well, if you are working for an employer, I'm going to use you as an example,
sure.
Dennis. Okay. We just
I just turned
that.
63.
So I recommend people start talking about this at least a year in advance, sometimes 2 years, just so that you can plan out how this all is going to happen and understand.
If you're a little bit slow with the details, you might want to look in,
right,
you know,
that old
couple
man
years
voice that you were practicing yeah. earlier.
Now, what was
yeah.
it again?
Yeah. Those whippersnappers.
Yeah.
But anyway, just like as you like to plan with your
that
financial.
That was great last week, by the way.
So
honestly,
fun.
That was so,
so fun.
Sorry, Laverna, we interrupted you.
Yeah, I'm being serious here.
Yeah.
So just like you like to come up with a financial plan for your
sure.
clients,
yeah.
I like to come up with a Medicare plan for my clients and make sure that they understand exactly the steps that they have to do. Because if you don't follow the steps, you're going to get yourself in trouble, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I do a lot of keeping people out of trouble. So,
yes.
Like I said, I would advise people to maybe start out at least a year, maybe 2 years in advance, say, okay, I know I've got to deal with this Medicare thing when I turn 65, and then in your situation, Dennis,
yes.
you work for an employer that's under 20 employees. So
correct.
I'm going to say, yes, you got to sign up for Medicare. Now, the second thing is that you're going to ask the question, okay, do I want to stay on my group plan as my supplemental to my Medicare? Because as we had talked before, Medicare doesn't cover everything.
Okay? Right.
So, or do I want to go on my own, get off my group policy,
yeah.
and go on to a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan and have somebody help design that out for me?
So the big question is, do I go for Medicare, which includes Parts A and B, or go with a Medicare Advantage plan? That's the big decision for
correct.
Most people.
Correct.
All right.
And we had a text related to that. Is it true that Advantage plans are really not Medicare but private insurance? You did mention that, but further it says, and if you do go to an Advantage plan, is it true you can never go back to regular Medicare?
No.
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 Yeah.
So Medicare Advantage plans are considered Medicare Part C. So what it does is it takes your original Medicare Part A and B, and it puts it into its own personal plan, and it's called Medicare Part C. Most Medicare Part Cs also include the other letter of the alphabet that we've left out here of Medicare Part D, which is your prescription drug plan. So the Medicare Advantage plans, we kind of look at it, I mean, can we get more complicated with,
no
the,
kidding.
With the
I'm
alphabet?
No kidding, I'm shaking my head. Exactly.
You know, but the Advantage plans, you know, we kind of just look at those as a combo. It includes your Medicare, original Medicare. It includes your prescription plan. It'll add some basic dental and vision most times. It'll include your silver sneakers. It just puts a lot of benefits into one plan, where the Medigap plans or the Medicare supplement plans are more of an a la carte, where you keep your original Medicare A and B, and then a Medigap plan comes and covers the holes, but then you have to add a prescription plan. If you wanted dental or vision, you have to add those on. So it's possible you could have about five cards in your wallet that you're having to give to medical providers when you go to seek service.
Wow.
So, but there really is two really different mindsets of how you're covering the gaps of original Medicare.
Wow. And as you were talking, Dawn, I was thinking I'm one of those people that want to go in there 2 years ahead of time because man, it's a lot of complexity. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, too, is we were talking about before the show, for many who are part of a group healthcare plan, this may be a significant improvement in your healthcare. When you're talking dental and vision,
I can't remember
the last time I had dental and vision coverage through a group plan.
You don't make the rules. I know that, Laverna. But why do they say, for instance, Prout Financial Design, if you have fewer than 20 employees, unless I'm sure they have, a generous health plan, I'm happy, I'm 65, I'm working for dentists, and now I have to apply for Medicare? Well, I like the plan I have. And why would the federal government want to take more people mandated when maybe they wouldn't have to take so many people on?
You know, that's a really good question. And to be honest with you, I've never actually dug into that other than I've always known that it's always been a rule that with your 20 employees. Mm. So, you know, I'm going to go back
curious.
And call
it's a good question.
Bob Simpson. That gives me a reason to call him.
Here's a text message. I am 37. Recently qualified for disability after four hip replacements and two femur replacements from a car accident.
Wow.
Do I qualify for Medicare? They told me they would sign me up automatically.
So, yes, Medicare is specifically for those that turn 65 and also the disabled. So that type, what you're asking there is that I would say send you back to the Social Security office. That's where you sign up for Medicare. And I would ask them you to ask that question, did you sign me up automatically for Medicare? My understanding is it does take a couple of years to get that all in place. And also my understanding with that, too, is that you most likely are Social Security eligible as well. Because of the disability. So those kinds of questions, I point them back to the Social Security office to get those answers. And then once they do have the Medicare in place, then they come back and consult with us.
So they may want to actually call the local Social Security office.
Yep.
So how, first off, Ford Agency's phone number, 231-941-0450.
You got it.
Excellent. 231-941-0450 for those who'd like to know. And also then the website, how do people get onto that? What's that?
FordInsurance.net.
.net.
And the Social Security number, Laverna, if people need to call the office like our last texter, what's a good number to call with those questions?
The local number should be 866-739-4802.
7394-802. 842-866, not 800, 866.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Good
to know.
Very helpful in there, too, I would say that.
Okay, so we had some stats before we get into the rest of our information. So, well, we've got a lot to talk about, but Deanne, hit with the stats if
absolutely.
You would, please.
Medicare beneficiaries will pay slightly lower Part B premiums and income-related surcharges next year as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services partly reverses the sizable increases it put in place for 2022 in an effort to build reserves for expenses related to new Alzheimer's drug. Individuals enrolled in Medicare Part B, which covers doctor visits and other outpatient services, will pay a monthly premium of $164.90 in 2023, which is down $5.20 from $170.10 in 2022.
Insertion there, unless they're with IRMA, which means the income-related change for those who have higher incomes.
Correct.
Your Medicare is still obviously higher, but that amount will drop also by $5.20 a month.
Yes. Great.
Yeah. The income-related Medicare adjustment, I think, is what that stands for.
Great point. The average Medicare beneficiary in 2022 has access to 39 Medicare Advantage plans, the largest number of options available in more than a decade. I was so surprised when I read the stat. 39 plans.
No wonder. You need some help to figure that out.
Don and Laverna confirmed this. They're like, yes.
Oh, yeah, easily.
There's this many plans. In 2022, nearly half of eligible Medicare beneficiaries, 28.4 million people out of 58.6 million Medicare beneficiaries overall, are enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans. Enrollment has more than doubled from 2007 to 2022, and that's the Kaiser Family Foundation.
And I want to follow that up with a question. Why is that? Why is that number growing to such an extent? Medicare Advantage versus regular Medicare?
Well, I can answer that just in a personal role. I would say probably 5 years ago, I was pointing almost all of my clients to a Medigap Plan G if they had the finances to pay for it.
Okay.
And I liked the Medigap plans because if you were a person who traveled, and most retirees, that's a goal of theirs to travel, the Medicare Advantage plans at the time were not traveling out of the state of Michigan very well. So I would put so many people onto the Medigap plans for that reason. Well, lo and behold, I don't know how many years ago they made the change, but Priority Health, for one, has made the change that when you leave the state of Michigan, your plan is covered under a Medicare Advantage plan. Priority Health has made the plan active in any state as long as they are working with a Medicare provider.
Now, is that all 54 states, Ron, do you think? I'm just curious.
At least
54
all 54.
Or 56? Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't have inserted at minimum. That right now at this special time.
Another little history lesson on that. I did some studying on this. Oh, this is years ago when the Medicare Advantage plans became popular. When I read up on the original Medicare, technically Advantage has been around, from what I read, since the 1960s when Medicare came out. It just never was popular until when they put the prescription drug program in place. And then these insurance companies got on board to do these Advantage plans. And they included the prescription drugs and then a lot of these extra benefits. And so I think it's been 17 years now since the prescription drug program has been around. I have to go back and look. But anyway, that's when these insurance companies started developing these products. And initially, they weren't even available up here in northern Michigan. And then as time goes on, here we are. And as I go through this whole exercise and being in this business for as many years as I have been.
A long time.
that accounts for all the gray hair. But anyway, they just become increasingly popular. And people like the Advantage plans from the aspect of it's a one-stop shop. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's kind of the history lesson.
I've been re-seeing clients that I saw 5 years ago and I put on a Medigap plan.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going back to those same clients and saying, the Advantage plan, let's review that because so much has changed. It's worth the conversation to look. If you're on a Medigap plan and you've been stuck in a mindset of why they're so much better, mm-hmm. I think it's worth a conversation to talk about the Medicare Advantage plans because you might be surprised.
So you have until December 7th to have this conversation.
That's right.
So you can switch in between and betwixt and between and all the rest, going back to Medicare, going to for an Advantage plan, checking out all those different plans, what could possibly make sense,
and
given the scripts that I'm taking and all the rest, too,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. And Ron brought up a question, I think it was from the text that came in, of if I come out of a Medigap plan, can I ever get back into it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question, because so the answer is yes and no, again. But if you go from a Medigap plan into a Medicare Advantage plan, you have basically a one-year free look. Mm-hmm. You can go into the Medicare Advantage plan, and if for some reason you say, I want back into my Medigap plan, you absolutely can without answering any medical questions. Mm. Going forward, outside of that year, if you say, I want to go back into my Medigap plan, well, you would have a list of medical questions that you would have to answer, and then the insurance company can say either yay or nay of whether you get back into that Medigap plan. Mm. But the Advantage plans, they don't ask those questions. You are insured under the Medicare Advantage plans no matter of your pre-existing conditions.
You got that one, Ron?
I got that.
Yeah. And so, once I consult with people on exactly what Dawn was just explaining, and I have people that I moved last year from Medigap plans to Advantage plans, and they'll come back to me this year to want to say, okay, I'm within my 1 year free look, like she was explaining, they don't want to go back.
They don't.
Yeah. Wow. So that's extremely unlikely that's going to be happening.
In all my years, I think I've had one lady, and then the next year she wanted back onto the, she got back onto the Medigap, and then the next year she said, oh, actually, I want back on the Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah, so I haven't had anybody want to go back.
So that stat, almost half, nearly half of people on Medicare choose Advantage, which is through the private competition sector,
yes,
as opposed to what's offered through Medicare.
Right.
Okay, interesting. Surprise.
Yeah, so now, in an Advantage plan, generally, who's covering what? How does that work?
Well, Advantage plans are, I like to explain it as, you have to have the original Medicare, the A and B, hospital and medical. And then Advantage plans, like Dawn said before, typically will cover the D, which is prescription drugs.
Yeah.
And then I like to explain it that what we're doing with Advantage plans is we're taking their Medicare and we're layering more coverage on top of it, meaning that we're going to add some extra things in there that would include the prescription drugs, things like dental, vision, all that. And what people will ask me is, and then we work with a lot of plans that are zero premium on Advantage plans. You don't pay any premium for it.
Now, that's
double
radical.
That sounds too good to be true.
It does. $0. Yeah. What's that
zero,
all about?
And how can an insurance company do all of this extra coverage for $0? Well, what's going on, excuse me, behind the scenes is that Medicare, all those dollars you paid in over all your working years, you as an employer pay those dollars in for your employees. And now you're still paying Medicare because we talked about the $164.90. It's going to be next year and everything.
The 2.9% of compensation, 1.45 plus 1.45, thank you, is 2.9. That's the amount that you're paying for the Medicare.
There you go.
Right.
Right. So your employers are paying it. The employees are paying it over the years, as well as you're still paying it through your Social Security checks or directly to the government. If you studied those numbers, I love numbers, studied those numbers like I've looked at them in the past, it is an extremely well-funded vehicle. And so what's happening behind the scenes is that Medicare itself, the government, is actually funding these plans through the insurance companies. And these insurance company gurus, I call them, they know how to design Medicare Advantage products to be zero premium.
So in essence, it allows Medicare to be more efficient in I don't know how to say it, in dealing out the coverage and or administering the coverage when there's an Advantage plan involved. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Can we interrupt the stats for one moment for a phone call?
Yes, we may.
Let's go to Ron in Central Lake. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Ron.
Yes, sir.
So we've been talking about mainly the Medicare and how it, you can go into Afford Insurance and get all your answers to your questions. Let's move to a different group, which is very large in this region, and that's retired military. We have TRICARE all the way up to the point where we qualify or hit 65, and we go to Medicare. We're forced to go to Medicare to retain our TRICARE. We had good insurance all the way up, but we have to go into Medicare to qualify for TRICARE. That is a difficult transition. Finding somebody who really knows how to navigate that is very hard in Northern Michigan. And I say that because if Ford Insurance has somebody, they should really advertise that they know TRICARE, and it's called TRICARE for life after you attain Medicare, and they would have veteran after veteran after veteran waiting in line to talk to them.
Well, I hear you, Ron. I understand what you're talking about, and I do work with several of our retired military, and by the way, thank you for your service. But TRICARE is another animal out there, I'll call it, and that I do need to point you to your TRICARE reps to answer those questions. And yes, I understand what you're saying, that you do need to take the Medicare, because then Medicare is your primary insurance, and then my understanding is your TRICARE is your secondary insurance, okay? So, however, I will have people that are on TRICARE that will also go on the Advantage plans, because first of all, it's no premium extra that they pay, and then they've got the choice to use either the Medicare doctors that there are here locally, and they can also use the TRICARE members. And I've blended those plans together for people, and that's where I feel like we can help the TRICARE members, not necessarily in understanding your military benefits per se, because that's another animal for us, but at the same time understanding how can we work this better with my Medicare and then also have the advantages going on there.
So Ron could still do an Advantage plan,
absolutely,
even though he's on TRICARE.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's nice, just to echo what Laverna was saying, you know, to Ron, then you could say, well, I do like to go to the VA for this service, but boy, I sure would like to see this doctor that would not typically be covered by the VA by going on a Medicare Advantage plan. That opens the door for him to see whoever
gosh.
He wants.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
cool.
these folks, I need to come in and see you guys. Go ahead, Ron. Sorry.
The VA is different than the TRICARE group. Myself, I don't have any service-connected disabilities, so seeing a VA doctor is not an option for quite a few people that got out of the military. So the VA, I can't see. The TRICARE group, I don't know why they would go into the Medicare Advantage. I mean, it didn't cost anything, but at the same time, whatever Medicare doesn't pay, TRICARE picks it up.
Right, and maybe I did misspeak with that whole regard, but it's the VA that I see that goes on to the Advantage along with it. The TRICARE, you know, I tell people I don't want to touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
Okay? You and every single office that does your work is in that category.
Well, and the bottom line with your TRICARE is that you served in the military, you earned that benefit, and my understanding with the TRICARE is it's very excellent coverage that coordinates along with your Medicare.
Yeah. Well, if there's anybody out there that handles TRICARE transitions, feel free to text us or call us today.
You bet. Yep. Great question. Thank you, Ron, for the call.
Ron, thanks for the buzz there in Central Lake. We'll go back to...
Yeah, actually, we're done with stats. So
yeah,
let's talk some more about what you're doing at Ford Agency. We were talking about this earlier today, and that you started doing Zoom-type presentations, mm-hmm, because you couldn't meet during COVID, and what's happened as a result of that?
Well, Chris, I like to give the history lessons. I've been with Ford Insurance for 24 years, and I helped them develop this Medicare department that we're doing right now. What we would do is we would do live seminars for years where we would go over what the changes are to the Medicare and invite people to come in. Well, then COVID stopped all that.
Right.
So last year what we did is we did webinars through Microsoft Teams so people, mm-hmm, could come in on these live webinars. Well, this year what we did, we had the great brainchild of, let's do a video. And so what we did, Dawn and I, a few weeks ago, is we put out a video. It's on our website, fordinsurance.net, and you can view the video. And what we do is we go through the Medicare changes, and we have had tremendous response from our clients on that. So now... and we like to call ourselves the dynamic duo because you got this older person, me, that's been doing this a lot of years, and now we brought in some young blood through Dawn and great new ideas and everything.
I do still have gray hair, but young.
Younger. So, but anyway, so we work together to make sure we get the message out to people in terms of how to work all this Medicare and all the different things. And we have some ideas of doing some more videos like that.
Great. So it's FordInsurance.net, and they can view that video that where you basically you're discussing, okay, in and videography, if you will. They can see it on their computer system.
It's a YouTube
video. It's a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So they can see what are the changes and how could I possibly get that administered in my own particular situation.
Right.
Excellent.
Can you join Medicare outside this October 15th through December 7th window?
Yes, you can. That entails a lot of rules that I probably shouldn't go into all those details right now. The basic ones, though, is that you do want to join Medicare when you turn 65, or at least consult whether or not you should join Medicare. And then there are rules that if you haven't taken Medicare, that of when you can, and you got to be aware that there's penalties if you didn't join Medicare.
So you got to join Medicare before you're 65, if at all possible, up to three months beforehand. But the key to changing your coverages happens right now.
Right.
But
that's right.
In essence, you can't really change your coverage outside of this window. Is that accurate then?
Yes and no.
Yes
and
yes
no.
It seems like you guys always answer yes and no to everything.
Hey, they're always right. You can't be wrong.
If you have a special circumstance of question of whether you can change, call us, because there's several yes and no parts to that.
I'm going to be a consultant, I think, when I go up.
Yes. It's fun. Yes. Join our team, right?
On one hand, yes, but on the other hand, no.
Depends on your
circumstance. And you have to go along with us.
Yeah. How do the deductibles and out-of-pocket max amounts vary between supplements and Advantage plans? And is there a different coverage for preventive versus diagnostic services? Whoo!
That's a loaded question.
Huge. And those kinds of questions, I'm just going to, because of lack of time and such here, I'm going to say, give us a call. We'll explain all those things to you because there's so much, so many moving parts there, as I call it, that you need to be talk to a consultant.
Yeah, absolutely.
That.
Ford Insurance, 941-0450. Someone just said, I love my Medicare Advantage plan.
Yay.
How about that?
Good.
Yep. And there are different tiers of VA benefits, not entirely disability only. That might be in reference to Ron there. Okay.
Yeah, I was just curious, as you see all these people coming in to consult with you, what are some of those biggest misconceptions out there that people have about Medicare?
Well, for me, when I start consulting with people, it's when do I have to sign up for Medicare? And there's just, I always call it a lot of moving parts there that you just want to be aware of. Back to what we talked about earlier, if I'm working for an employer with 20 employees or more, then I might not need to sign up for Medicare. But if I'm with an employer that is under 20 employees, well, then yes, you do have to sign up for Medicare. So just all this, the misconception there is that I have to sign up for Medicare. And the answer to that is no, you don't. And again, yes and no, like we talked about before. Okay. So that's where a consultant comes in real well with this.
Yeah, great. So to cut to the chase on that, if you're 64, talk to us.
There you go.
And,
yep.
And we'll help you answer that question. I think another big, a couple of big misconceptions that I can think of right off the top of my head, one would be with the Medicare Advantage plans, I can't travel outside of the state of Michigan. That is an inaccurate statement. The Medicare Advantage plans now have changed to, at least Priority Health's Medicare Advantage plan has changed to where you can travel outside of the state of Michigan. You just have to see a doctor or provider that accepts Medicare, and your Priority plan works just as if you were in network here in Michigan. And the other misconception that I have heard even this year is, well, I did all the research. I did all the hard work. I looked through all the mail. I talked to all the advisors. When I turned 65, I got on my plan. I should be good to go for life. No, the plans are changing each and every year. And just because what was good for you when you originally signed up for Medicare doesn't mean it's still good for you today. So it's very important to check on your Medicare coverage every year.
I have clients that are on some of the older Advantage plans that I might have done 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And as we speak, I'm trying to get them off of those plans and look at the newer ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so they may be accustomed enough to it, but it may not make sense.
Exactly.
Economically and or coverage-wise.
Exactly. And that's okay. One thing that Laverna and I do quite well is every year, if we see clients who are on specific plans, we try to send out emails or some sort of communication that says, hey, it would be good for us to meet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, that's an advantage of having an advisor on your team. Doesn't cost you anything to have an advisor, but it gives you some extra muscle.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Now, we were talking to, how much time do we have left here, Ron?
3 minutes.
Awesome. Very good. So, next, HSAs after age 65. I think Heidi and I were both surprised by the conversation we were having with you all y'all, about that that age 65 plus HSA program. How does that work?
Okay, I'll use myself as an example.
Health savings account, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
I have worked with health savings accounts like this for years. So I'm turning 65 in December. I am choosing to stay on my employer's plan through Ford Insurance, and I have an HSA-compatible health insurance plan.
So they have a highly deductible plan.
Correct.
And you are choosing to not enroll into Medicare Part A and B.
That's correct. I am choosing not to, even though I'm turning 65. So because I'm choosing not to, I can still participate with that HSA after age 65, just like I can today, under age 65.
Because you chose not to enroll, and the reason you chose not to enroll in Medicare was because you're covered through your employer.
Exactly.
So once again, if you're part of a group that's more than 20 or more, or more than 20? 20 or more, you can then opt into using your HSA plan if you've opted out of Medicare Part A and Part B.
Right.
Now, that's question number 10 on our quiz.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's number 10. Yes.
So if you're with an employer that has under 20 employees, that option isn't open to you? Is that?
Well, that you
yes
still,
and no.
You still
Ron knows.
You still have to have the Medicare, okay, under 20 employees. Now, you could stay on the employer's plan, but my understanding is that because I'm now 65, I'm on Medicare, I cannot participate
in the HSA.
And contributing to an HSA.
Okay.
You know, I think we've been doing a lot of thinking work here today because I have this craving for cider and donuts right now. It's just driving me crazy, Ron.
I can't help you there. I can get you out of here so you can go find some cider and donuts.
Let's do it.
I know a place in town.
I know somebody.
Prout Financial Design, Traverse City,
9473992. That's 231-947-3992.
A lot of information on the website, including replays of this. This will be broadcast, as always, Saturday from 9 to 10 on WTCM. And Ford Insurance, you can contact Laverna or Dawn at 941-0450. Our Social Security office numbers, toll-free 866-739-4842. Thank you, one and all.